It's great to see everybody this morning, and I'm looking forward, if I haven't met you, to meeting every one of you before the day is over. Hey, brother, how are you? This place looks wonderful. It's just hard to believe. It was 5 years old, this building was, when I came, and I remember one of the first things I was told about it, there would be no tax put in the walls anywhere. We use that sticky stuff with no tax. And so as a result, five-year-old building looked brand new even then. In 1969, the last part of June and the first of July, when my young family and I moved here, we moved from New Mexico, kind of a mission church out there. We had been serving 3 years and moved that very, very hot summer 1969. The minister who at that time was 25 years old. He took a chance on a young guy and had a young son and a daughter that was on the way. We had to fly Becky over here. She was 8 months long. And Chantel, my daughter, who is with me today, was born here. A lot of things as I thought back to that period of time. We were getting acquainted once again with the newly elected president, Richard Nixon, who had just taken office in January. I remember being out here on the parking lot enjoying an ice cream supper and cakes and desserts one night, but rushing away from that so all of us could get home, glued to our television sets to watch Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins and Buzz Aldrin make that landing on the moon, July 20th, 1969. Less than a month later, in August, my daughter was born here. And just so many things that come to mind from that period of time, 45 years ago. I want to say that we were so well received by the folks who were here then, some of which are here with us this morning. Everybody concerned, we lived over on Carter Creek Parkway. At that time, my daughter has to get pictures of everything. So we had to go by that house and get a picture this morning. Dorothy and her family drove us around last night, brought back a lot of memories. And we were just so well received by the church here. One of the greatest memories I have of this place, though, are the number of, especially adults, not to mention some teenagers, some children, that came to Christ during that time. We had some wonderful families, but in some cases, wives and husbands were not members of the body of Christ, or one was and the other wasn't. And I kind of took that on as a focus of the ministry here, got to know them and love them, and study with them and baptize wives and baptize some husbands and unite some families into Jesus Christ. It was a great time of growth for me as a minister. We had teachers here, professors from A&M and a lot of school teachers. And here was a young guy in his 20s with his bachelor's degree from Abilene Christian. And that was fine, but I'll tell you, it kept me on my toes, and it was a challenge to study and every week try to deliver something worth hearing. Now, whether that was true or not, but that was the intent of trying to do that. I announced my resignation, and the opportunity at Huntsville came along. I do believe now that was a God thing, but it was not an easy thing to leave so quickly. A place where we had been so well received. And I announced latter part of October or November 1st that I would be leaving and going to Huntsville. And for two reasons. I was challenged by the student ministry over there, the college students at Sam Houston State. At that time, the old church building was just two blocks from the campus of Sam Houston State, and I wanted to get involved with college students. And then I mentioned that I wanted to work with prisoners. I didn't know anything about it, there's something about that that appealed to me, even in my ignorance, when I knew nothing about it. One of my dear friends, and some of his family is here today, Brother Mike McGuire, came running up to me, rather perturbed, that Sunday morning, grabbed me by the shoulders and started shaking me and said, "Ron, take this back. You can't do this." He said, "This is just not right, and you cannot leave." He said, "We have college students here from A&M, and we have a few brethren who ought to be in prison. Just stay here." But I had already signed the dotted line, and so he made that move. And, of course, as pulpit minister for 6 years and as a prison minister for almost six more years, God had a different idea about it than I did. He didn't tell me on the front end that I would be serving a life sentence, but that's basically the way it turned out. We moved to Nashville in January of 1982 and spent 31 years in full-time work over there, building a local ministry to 14 area institutions and taking the gospel of Christ through the federal prison outreach ministry to 25 states and all over this country. I just want to say to you this morning, thank you. Thank you for the time and the patience that you gave to